You won't even begin to believe this, but while on the road this year, the ladies of Exposé did their own laundry. Heaven forbid. And they'd like to share a moment of that experience with you now.
7 quarters for... Are they crazy?
I know, Jesus. Inflation.
Jeanette and I did our laundry. We were kind of freaked out because we didn't know if we should leave it or not. The laundromat kind of asked us, oh, I leave it all the time. Like, trucked on over to the Pizza Hut. I mean, just like normal people doing normal things.
It's kind of fun to do that stuff.
Yeah, laundry's always been a ton of fun for me, too, ladies. Exposé, they had the number 61 song of the year. We're not at the number one yet. Not even getting close. But we will count them down all the way to that number one song of the year. Here's Seasons Change at 61. Nine and a half, WLOL with Seasons Change. So please do dress accordingly. No cords after Memorial Day, okay? That's Exposé at number 61 for the year 1988 on Countdown 88 as we count down the 99 and a half biggest songs of the year. Well, Jon Bon Jovi explored different and challenging avenues on his new album, New Jersey. And here's what he had to say on that subject.
Yeah, it's real different. You know, instrumentation-wise, we have a sitar, we have gospel singers. I got to play harmonica for the first time. You know, it's just a lot of stretching out.
Sounds nutty, John. Here he is with the boys. Bad Medicine's at number 60 on Countdown 88. Nine and a half, WLOL with Jon Bon Jovi and the boys coming in at number 60 for the year in Bad Medicine on Countdown 88. Live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, where in about an hour, the bands are going to crank up. We've got the Wolverines, the Rockin' Hollywoods, the Two True Band featuring Mary Jane Alm. Admission $20 at the door. And around the Twin Cities tonight, our WLOL party animals are out. Dr. Dave is at Norma Jean's. Denny Schaefer is going to be at Eddie Webster's. J.J. Fly is going to be at Gatsby's. Pam Lewis over at Northern Lights. And Tony Vale at Waterworks. And they'll all be checking in with us as we ring in 1989. We're on our way to the number one song of the year. When we come back, we'll pick it up with number 59 when Countdown 88 continues. The countdown continues with number 59, Poor Pebbles. Had a heck of a time this year getting a chance to see your favorite artist perform, and it was this torment that drove her towards an act of desperation.
I got so desperate to see a Cameo and Anita that I went to the record store one day and bought their videotape. I was so desperate, and I set up with everybody in the room. I said, okay, we put it on a big screen. I said, we're in concert. And I turned all the lights off and said, this is my concert that I couldn't see. And Anita's tape was so great. I felt real close to the situation right there. It was so personable, and it was great.
Well, Pebbles is striking back here with her own tune, Mercedes Boy. It comes in at number 59 for the year on Countdown 88. WLOL, she's cruising the streets in her search of a potential passenger here. The woman needs a hobby, definitely. That's Pebbles with Mercedes Boy. It comes in at number 59 on Countdown 88. We're going to count them down from 99 all the way to number 1. Well, if you think Taylor Dayne was an overnight wonder this year, you're sadly mistaken. She can fill you in here on her years of patience and diligence.
I would say for the last 5 years, I've been actually 7 years trying professionally to get deals and, you know, selling yourself to record companies and going through every route I thought possible.
And this is the payoff. Taylor Dayne's at number 58 for the year, and I'll always love you. I'll always love you. 99 and a half, WLOL, she'll always love you. A promise from Miss Taylor Dayne. She's at number 58 on Countdown 88. Well, being in show business brought George Michael to an amazing realization this year, and I'd like to share it with you now if I could. George claims that unless you're really ugly, you usually fall in love at least for 20 minutes with your makeup artist. Great. Thanks for sharing that, George. He's at number 57, though. It's George Michael and Monkey.
Why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free? Monkey, 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 monkey.
99 and a half, WLOL with George Michael's Monkey. Why not? It's at number 57 for the year as we count them down on Countdown 88 live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. Now, here's a strange story. When the British postmodern group New Order released this song, it was done off a greatest hits album. Now, nobody in the group expected it to work very well. And before it ran up the American charts, the group broke up. But have no fear, after they found out they could have success, they got together, and you can expect new music from New Order in 89. Now, here's their big hit at number 56. It's True Faith, The Morning Sun on Countdown 88. 49 and a half, WLOL, that's New Order. They're at number 56 for the year on Countdown 88 with True Faith. The countdown continues now with number 55. The duo of Boy Meets Girl is not a new act. They had a very minor hit 2 years ago called Oh Girl. But they have done some serious writing for people like Whitney Houston. And they made another album this year. And their big hit reached number 2 just a month ago. Here's Boy Meets Girl at number 55. It's Waiting for a Star to Fall on Countdown 88. With Waiting for a Star to Fall on Countdown 88, live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis with John Gruber. We're going to count them down until we reach the number one song of the year. Well, it's time you learn the entire ugly truth about Australian tourism. You see, Andrew Ferris from InXS revealed to this reporter the horrible scam that's being pulled on visitors to his homeland. See, they take tourists on a trip across the outback with eager travelers, cameras in hand, ready to hopefully catch a kangaroo on film, right? And guess what? They always come back with photos because the tour guides stick dead stuffed kangaroos on strategically placed poles throughout the trail. I know, it's kind of gross, kind of sick, but you should know these kind of things. InXS checks in again on our countdown at number 54. This time it's Devil Inside on Countdown 88. Devil Inside. 99 and a half, WLOL with InXS and the Devil Inside. It comes in at number 54 this year on Countdown 88, brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. We've reached number 53 now, and Eric Carmen has that spot all tied up with Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack on Countdown 88. Goes, 99 and a half, WLOL from Dirty Dancing, Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes comes in at number 53 for the year on Countdown 88. Well, it has not gone unnoticed by Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, and a lot of bands are copying him. They think that if they go with the scarves, rags, the hair streaks, the gypsy garb, that they can be as hip as he is, when in fact, they're nothing more than an unincredible simulation. Steven gets kind of a kick out of the copycats, but for the most part, he'd rather watch a good Elvis impersonator. Attaboy, Steven. Don't let it get to you. Aerosmith at number 52. Here's Angel on Countdown 88. WLOL, you're my angel. That is from Aerosmith, of course. And it comes in at number 52 on Countdown 88, brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. I'm John Drew. We're live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis where the bands crank up in about a half an hour. Better make your way over. Help us ring in 1989 in style, huh? Well, do you have any interest at all in the girl who stars opposite Michael and actually hugs him in the video The Way You Make Me Feel? I thought you might. She's 25-year-old Tatiana Thumsen, who answered an ad looking for a lean, petite woman who moves like a panther and looks just like Michael Jackson. Well, it seems to me they could have saved a lot of money by just having Michael play both parts. Just kidding, Mike. You're severely stud-like in this video. But Tatiana claims that you're very cuddly, and hugging you is like dying and going to heaven. Well, here's Cuddles himself with The Way You Make Me Feel. Michael Jackson's at number 51 on Countdown 88. Oh. 99 and a half, WLOL with Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel comes in at number 51 for the year on Countdown 88. We started with number 99, and we are not going to stop till we get to the number one song of 1988. We'd also like to mention that checking in just a few minutes from around the Twin Cities, our other WLOL announcers at parties all over the Twin Cities as we get set to ring in the new year. And I would also like to mention that coming up after we hear the number one song of the year, it is the annual Maximum Music Montage. It's 26 years of the Twin Cities' biggest hits. You want to have your tape decks ready. We'll pick it up with number 50 when Countdown 88 continues. Number 49 of the countdown this year when I get weak, especially in the knee area there. It's 8:48 now. John Drew broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis as Countdown 88 continues. But first, we want to check in with our party reporters, the WLOL staff. We've got them out about town to help us ring in the new year. Let's check with Denny Schaefer over at Webster's.
Hey, we're live. Eddie Webster's. This is Denny Schaefer. How's everybody doing out there? Yes, sir. We're filling up New Year's Eve. We're on the 494 strip. You want to stop and see us now? Let's go over see Pam Lewis over at Northern Lights. Pam, you there?
I'm here, Denny. We're having an excellent time. It feels like it's New Year's already. Sir, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
See? A lot of great action over here. Let's go over to Dr. Dave.
Ooh, New Year's 1989, not so far away at all. Dr. Dave broadcasting from and appearing live at Norma Jean's. We're at 26th and 26th. Having a good time, tooting our party tooters and... Well, can I say drinking? No, we're not. We're tooting party tooters here. and over to you guys.
Thanks, Dr. Day. That is the crew. They are out and about. We're going to hear from all again a little after 9 o'clock. In the meantime, the countdown rolls on. Now, here's another song from a duo on the countdown. There are a total of 12 songs done by duos. And here's a song that sounds like it should be done by Rod Stewart, but it wasn't. And Rod's probably sorry about that, too. You see, it turned out to be a big hit. At number 48, it's Climby Fisher with Love Changes Everything on Countdown 88. Of the half, WLOL, coming in at number 48 for the year. Climby Fisher and Love Changes Everything. The old Rod Stewart sound alike there. Well, we're up to number 47, where Kylie Minogue rubbed elbows and perhaps other body parts with the Royals this year. She's not one to brag about it, but if prompted, she will tell.
Yeah, I did a Royal, the Bicentennial concert in Australia, and Charles and Di were present at that, and I met them both there. I also met Princess Di at Help Save a London Child Lunch in London. So I've touched with the Royals.
Oh, ish, sounds like a smashing deal, and it's fabulous. Well, here she is, Kylie Minogue, doing the Locomotion, another remake on the countdown, and it's at number 47 on Countdown 88. Out of the half, WLOL, do the Locomotion with me, please. That's Kylie Minogue begging anyone to do this goofy dance with her because she doesn't want to be the only one who looks like an idiot out there on the dance floor. Countdown 88 continues now with the number 46 song of the year. The group Will to Power is headed up by a quiet, unassuming mixmaster named Bob Rosenberg. He lives by the beach in Miami and cooks up wonderful dance jams in his little studio. Now, one day, in a flurry of inspiration, he decided to see if he could take the songs Baby, I Love Your Way and Freebird and mix them together. And here's what happened at number 46, Will to Power. Out of the half, WLOL, Baby, I Love Your Way, / Freebird from Will to Power. It comes in at number 46 as we count them down toward the number one song of 1988. It's Countdown 88 on WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Well, Rick Astley may be a smoothly polished performer, but please do not forget that he's only 21 years old, and therefore, he needs a little assistance.
But I worked with producers who are very prominent songwriters as well, and they wrote 5 of the songs for the album. If I was in a band and I was 21, 22... and I was in a band with, say, 5 other people, then there's like 6 people to all help with the writing. But I think when you're on your own and you're that age, I'm very inexperienced as a writer yet, you know, so I'm quite happy to be working with people who I can sort of lean on it, if you like.
Rick Astley, 21 years old or not, got the number 45 song of the year. Here's Together Forever on Countdown 88. He's at number 45 before the year on Countdown 88 with Together Forever. We'll move on now to number 44 for the year. And when the group Styx broke up, the individual members each embarked on solo careers. The most successful of these has been Dennis DeYoung, who's had 2 or 3 solo hits to his credit. Now this year it was Tommy Shaw's turn. The former rhythm guitarist from Styx hit number 2 with this solo effort, and it's number 44 for the year on Countdown 88. Here's Tommy Shaw, and Ever Since the World Began.
Me here.
99 and a half, WLOL with Tommy Shaw's Ever Since the World Began. It hits at number 44 for the year on Countdown 88. Well, every year there are phenomenons we call one-hit wonders. That is a record by a new artist that charts and does very well, and then the group is never heard from again. Well, our number 43 song might be one of those this year. The British male-female duo of Scarlet and Black released their debut record, and it rolled all the way up to number 2 this summer. Now, none of their follow-ups hit the charts at all, and the rumor is that they've broken up already. Why? Well, we don't know, and you don't know is at number 43 on Countdown 88.
Yeah.
99 and a half, WLOL with Scarlet and Black, that's You Don't Know, coming in at number 43 on Countdown 88. I'm John Drew. We're live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, getting set to ring in 1989. And we've got our party animals out there, too, at Gatsby's this evening. JJ Fly, JJ.
We're here, John. We're having a good time. Gatsby's just off Como and 280, bringing in the new year with a 30-bit dance hits of 1988. This place is filling up fast. This is the place to be partying tonight. Don't mean to, you know, cut into your slack, John, but Gatsby's is the place. Let's send it down to Northern Lights with Pam Lewis.
Thanks, JJ. Not to take anything from you, but Northern Lights is the place to be. We're right on at 494 in Shingle Creek Parkway, and we are also counting down the 30 hottest dances for 1988 and having a fantastic time. The place is filling up fast. What's happening out your way, Dr. Dave?
Ooh, New Year's 1989, not so far away at all. Dr. Dave broadcasting from and appearing live at Norma Jean's. We're at 26th and 26th. Having a good time, tooting our party tooters and, well, can I say drinking? No, we're not. We're tooting party tooters here. And over to you guys.
Oh, hi, I'm Tony Vail. I am live at Waterworks, and we had a unique idea. We figured since we were all here and just kind of hanging around till midnight to bring in the new year, we'd throw ourselves a party. So we threw on a special edition of Club 99 and a half, and by gum, a party has broken out. Waterworks in Centerville, the place to be. Trust me on this. 429-3033 if you need directions. I'm wanted on the dance floor. John Drew, on to you, and back to Countdown 88.
Thanks, Tony. We are back to the countdown. Well, Gloria Estefan of Miami Sound Machine has a bizarre, highly addictive habit that nobody can talk her into shaking. In fact, this year, while on the road, she went so far to demand that in her dressing room before every show, there must be a Ms. Pac-Man machine. She claims it puts her in an electrifying frame of mind to go out on stage and eat up her audience. Sounds kind of strange to me. Call Betty Ford in a hurry. At number 42, the Miami Sound Machine can't stay away from you on Countdown 88. Gloria Estefan and her Miami Sound Machine can't stay away from you and not just the number 42 spot this year on Countdown 88. Of course, we compile it from listener requests, Twin Cities airplay, and local record and cassette sales. Well, you know you can learn a lot about a person by watching them at play. And when Bobby Brown breaks away from the recording studio and gets into some serious playtime, he can often be found peering over the bushes in his backyard, hoping for a glimpse of neighbor Janet Jackson. Now, what does this tell us about Bobby? Well, that he probably has enough behind-the-scenes gossip on Janet to fill pages of the National Enquirer. But he's not going to tell, though, because he won't be cruel. Bobby Brown's Don't Be Cruel at number 41 on Countdown 88. WLOL, Bobby Brown's Don't Be Cruel kind of takes its place on the countdown this year at number 41. Countdown 88 continues. We're live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. The bands are cranked up and rolling in the big rooms tonight. $20 a person to get in. We might be able to squeeze you in yet. I don't know, though. Quite a crowd assembled. We are going to count them down until we reach the number one song of 1988. And the countdown will continue with the 40 biggest songs of the year on the way next. 88 continues. Live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, I'm John Drew, and we're at number 40 with young Richard Marx. About 23 years old, this guy, and he's curved out quite a notch already in the music industry. His song, Endless Summer Nights, comes in at number 40 this year on Countdown 88. WLOL. Boy, that chicks dig that guy, huh? Young Richard Marx with Endless Summer Nights coming in at number 40 on Countdown 88. Well, this year, Pebbles gave us plenty of dancey disco suitable for aerobicizing-type music, but next year her hope is to further explore the love of ballads and just to keep making music. Right, Pabs?
That's really what I like. I love Stevie Wonder's music, and I like real melodic-sounding music. I'm going to keep giving them as long as they'll accept them.
From Bedrock to the recording studio, what an artist. That Pebbles. At number 39, it's Girlfriend on Countdown 88.
By gum, we have a little bit of a party is breaking out here. We're at Waterworks in Centerville. Hi, I'm Tony Vail, and you're invited. Come on up, party with us. We are going to ring in the new year, like in grand Major League Hall of Fame style. Trust me on this one. 429-3033 is the number for directions if you want to get here. Let's check the Southern Hemisphere, shall we? And Eddie Webster's is Denny Schaefer.
Thank you, Tony. Everybody says the place to be. Is there a place? No. It's Eddie Webster's Sports Bar. What's your name and where you from?
Cece Rodell from Bloomington. I'd like to say hi to Shar, Katie, Paul, Katie, Ben, Katie, Bruce, Gross, Frank Riggs, and everybody else at the Katie House.
Happy New Year. Is everybody having a good time out there?
Yeah!
You gotta love that. All right, now back to Countdown 88 and John Drew over to Hyatt. John!
Thanks, Danny, and a happy new year to everyone out at those parties. And we continue the countdown now with number 38. Don't you love Chicago's horn section? I know I do. But former band member Peter Cetera did not join me in that appreciation, did he, Jimmy Pancock?
Peter never really cared much for horns, and that's another reason why the horns have kind of been more in the background for the last few albums. And now we're not overpowered, but we are, once again, I think... Walter's looking at me like I'm crazy. We are, once again... I think in context with the band, the horn section is once again a major speaking voice within the band.
What's the matter, Peter? Got something against the horn, I guess, huh? Chicago comes in at number 38 for the year. I don't want to live without your love on Countdown 88.
Thought it wouldn't matter.
99 and a half, WLOL, Chicago, I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love, comes in at number 38 for the year. We're on our way to that number one song of 1988. Let's take a stop here at number 37 first, though. Big comeback time for Eric Carmen this year. And he'd like you to know that no matter how big he gets, he'll always remain proud of his hometown of Cleveland.
I mean, the Raspberries were from Cleveland. We made it. We managed to get out of there. Joe Walsh and the James Gang, Chrissy Hynde, you know, there's a lot of talent there. I think maybe because... You know, kids, you know, people used to ask me, why were there so many talented musicians that came out of Cleveland? And I said, I think it's because we had nothing else to do.
That's for sure. Eric Carmen's Make Me Lose Control. Here it is at number 37 on Countdown 88.
I run a comb through my head and step out in the street.
99 and a half, WLOL. Is Eric Carmen, Make Me Lose Control. It comes in at number 37 for the year on Countdown 88. Well, at number 36, it's Little Patrick Swayze. Well, Patrick may have spent the year becoming a huge star, but he hasn't let his newfound fame get in the way of his work with kids.
When I talk to kids, you know, like I work with street kids, the why and things, and, I first tell them all the reasons why they don't want to be an actor or go into this business and what's involved in... And then I move into now. If you're willing to deal with those things, then I would like to support you in making your dreams come true.
What a guy, that Patrick, huh? Well, his song, She's Like the Wind, comes in at number 36 on Countdown 88.
She's like the wind.
99 and a half, WLOL, Patrick Swayze, and She's Like the Wind. That's at number 36 this year on Countdown 88. We compile our countdown from listener requests, Twin Cities airplay, and local record and cassette sales. We reach number 35 where the Beach Boys had that spot nailed down. Here's Kokomo on Countdown 88.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you.
99 and a half, WLOL, the Beach Boys, Kokomo, ties down the number 35 spot of the year on Countdown 88 as we work our way toward that number one song for 1988. I'm John Drew, live at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, and our party reporters are out around town checking out all the action at the other hot spots on this New Year's Eve in the Twin Cities. We'll check in with Tony Vail at Waterworks. Tony?
John, just between you and I, if you're looking to party, Waterworks is the place. Think about it. We got the top 30 dance hits going down. We got the noisemakers. We got the party hats. We got the champagne toast coming at midnight. We've also got, of course, being as it's Saturday, Waterworks one-time pay special. Special price at the door. Get your beer and bar drinks taken care of till 11:30. Where are you going to be? Waterworks, of course. All right, let's check with party animal, Denny Schaefer.
Yeah, Denny Schaefer. We are live on the radio. Hey! No, but nobody can hear me. Wait a second. Can you hear me now, Alton?
We can hear
you. Oh, you can? Well, the people here at Eddie Webster's camp, believe me, we are having a great time. We had a busload of people that they're not drinking and driving tonight. They are. They rented a bus, and they're here, and they're having a great time, and we'd love to have you down here in the 494 Strip. If you can't, hey, you can always check out JJ. He's over at Gatsby's. Yo, JJ!
All the party animals are at Gatsby's tonight, right?
Yeah!
We got people all the way in from Madison. Mad Town,
you bet. Party City.
Oh, yeah. Party favor is going to be handing out about 11:30. Just off 280 in Como. Gatsby's is the place. What's your name, sir?
Ted.
If I exchange party favors with you, will you do the same for me?
You bet.
All right, let's hear it for Gatsby's tonight.
You bet. Come on out and party naked.
Let's take it to Pam at Northern Lights.
Thanks, JJ. I have got somebody from San Diego, California, so I got you beat. Northern Lights is absolutely packed. I'm actually doing my report from the fire escape at this moment. The place is getting packed. Again, head on out to Northern Lights if you have some time. We're counting down the 30 hottest dance hits. Hey, John, how's it going?
It's going great, Pam. Thanks, and Happy New Year to all of you. We'll be checking back with them again in moments. In the meantime, the countdown continues at number 34. 88 was a good year for power ballads. There are 14 power ballads on this year's countdown, and here's one of the newest. It's last week's number one song, Poison, and Every Rose Has Its Thorn, number 34 in Countdown 88.
Every rose has its thorn.
99 and a half, WLOL, Poison, whose album cover had to be changed because it was considered too controversial, from Open Up and Say Ah, Every Rose Has Its Thorn at number 34 on Countdown 88. Which brings us to number 33. What a deal, huh? The Information Society had modest goals for their newest single.
Well, my own personal hope was that What's On Your Mind would do about as well as Running did, which was top 10 dance, and maybe it would break into the Hot 100 on the pop side. But we went number one dance, and we're on the pop side and show no signs of stopping. So as far as I'm concerned, everything beyond this is pure gravy.
Or cheese sauce.
Nachos. The Information Society, the Twin Cities Zone, they're at number three. What's On Your Mind? And Countdown 88.
Pure energy.
Tell me what's on your mind.
99 and a half, WLOL with the Twin Cities Zone Information Society at number 33 with What's On Your Mind. Well, it seems like Whitney Houston just can't have a moment's peace these days while trying to share a pleasant night out with Eddie Murphy this year. She was approached by boxer Mike Tyson, who tried to give her some flowers. Eddie handled this intrusion by calling Mike some nasty names. That's right, he insulted a professional boxer. Not real bright. He was soon up close and personal with Tyson's fist, and Whitney had to step in and break it up. Then she scolded them both and told them, come on, guys, grow up, for heaven's sakes. Well, here's our favorite little bouncer now, Whitney Houston. And Where Do Broken Hearts Go? It's number 32 on Countdown 88.
I know it's been some time, but you still care for me.
99 and a half, WLOL with Whitney Houston, Where Do Broken Hearts Go? That comes in at number 32 for the year on Countdown 88 on the Twin Cities number one hit music station, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Well, every now and then, a record comes out of nowhere to become a big hit here in the Twin Cities, but doesn't necessarily do all that well across the country. Well, this is the case with the number 31 song this year. The dance pop duo Times 2 released it in late spring, and Minnesota loved it so much it went all the way to number one. Here's number 31, Strange But True.
I've got